This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the show. The phones are open as they always are at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And I can't believe we live in a world where they're reassigning the gender of a plastic potato.
Oh, Mr. Potato Head.
Sorry, I'm the captain, in case you're wondering.
I'm just glad that that Lady Gaga has her dogs back.
Okay, but wait a minute. Mark. So I heard about both of these stories this week that you're talking about. And I was going to talk about bombings. We can get into that here in a moment. But
that sounds important.
You know, Mr. Potato Head, way more important than...
It's no, come on, it's just Potato Head now.
Is it, though? Because I thought I heard that Hasbro is going to be de-emphasizing the Mr. and the Mrs. And that they would be moving the Mr. to, like, the bottom of the box in small print.
That's about what I heard as well.
Okay. Yeah. So still technically Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head...
I mean,
but they're not.
So, I don't know. Look, I haven't bought a Mr. Potato Head in a very long time. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I'm old enough to remember that the potato is the plastic potato is a new addition.
Right. It was originally just accessories to paste or stick
on an actual potato,
on an actual large russet potato.
Right. You found a potato and you played with it because that's the kind of crap we played with.
I mean, kids today, they don't know how to have fun with just a stick.
It's just a root vegetable.
I imagine some kids were just leaving the actual potato on a shelf somewhere and it was getting pretty nasty.
I wonder if there's room for a competition now. Could somebody just create a competing potato man?
I'm sure somebody could.
Or potato woman.
You could probably 3D print your own competing potato woman.
Oh.
Or man.
Well, but if you get a Mr. Potato and a Mrs. Potato, I think a Mrs. Potato is just a bunch of add-ons for your Mr. Potato. Because...
Are you saying Mrs. Potato Head has always been trans?
I'm saying it's a potato. It's a plastic fake potato.
We've gone potato.
You put stuff on it, and that stuff is either Mr. or Mrs., and if you want a Mr. and a Mrs., you need a second potato.
I actually read an article about this. I did not bring it for show prep because I didn't figure we'd be talking about it, but yet here we are. The article was saying something along the lines of, now it doesn't matter if you have a Mr. or a Mrs. Potato Head. You can have... a whole family of potatoes where, you know, the mom and the dad are both the same gender or both different genders. It doesn't matter now. And I'm like, okay, thanks for...
It never mattered.
You could always switch them.
Yeah.
It never frigging mattered.
I mean, what kids weren't switching those
you could always put the red, you know, puckered lips on, you know, on the one with the pants and not the one with the skirt or whatever it was, right? You know?
Right, as though women have red puckered lips. I mean, yes, it's never mattered, and it doesn't matter now. That's all I would say about it.
I wish the whole potato family tribe very well.
Oh, yes.
I hope they do fine.
All the best.
So, speaking of other potato heads, the people in Washington, D.C., President Joe Biden, according to TheGuardian.com, announced at the Munich Security Conference last week, diplomacy is back. And I don't know how many hours or days that was.
Is that the new name of a missile, diplomacy?
Yeah, before he decided to drop bombs on more people in the Middle East. But he did say that, apparently.
I actually thought for a minute that unity was the name of one of the missiles because Biden did say that he wanted to bring unity back.
Back to the Middle East?
Yeah.
Yeah, just unity generally.
You know, we
can deliver some unity to the Middle East.
The military has an interesting way. It came up in some other article recently that reminded me that there's a missile, or at least during the Reagan era, there was one called the Peacekeeper.
Yeah, that's right.
The Peacekeeper missile. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah... I mean, maybe it's a peacemaker?
Well,
I don't know if it's a peacekeeper.
The peacekeeper, I think, was a old Colt.
Yeah, it was a gun.
Yeah,
peacemaker, I
think. Yeah.
There was the Patriot missile. Remember that one?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
That makes more sense.
I suspect they still have some of those things.
So do we have a nickname? Because, like, Obama became Obama when he started bombing brown people. Do we call Biden the bomber? What do we call him?
I don't know. That's okay. A good one. Right. We can open the phones on that if you want to weigh in, 603-283-6160. But surprise, surprise! Another Democrat president and more bombs dropping. I mean, did anybody think it was going to be different?
Doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican. No. They're dropping bombs.
It really doesn't. Although, it does seem that a lot of the presidents do try to top each other as far as dropping bombs. But I believe they found that Trump didn't drop as many bombs as Obama, didn't they? Or is that a myth?
I believe he didn't, but I have heard people make the accusation that he just was hiding the fight.
I'm going to go out on a limb, though, and I'm going to say Biden's going to drop more bombs than Trump.
It would make sense.
It's not really much of a limb.
Yeah.
It's pretty factual.
I mean, does the amount of bombs dropped by, you know, a president matter?
It does to the military-industrial complex, because the more bombs you drop, the more bombs you order.
I guess the more money they make, right?
That's right.
But, I mean, as far as from a... you know, a freedom perspective, a peaceful libertarian perspective.
Well, I mean, if they're going to go and drop bombs on an empty island, then that's one thing. But if they drop bombs on actual human beings, then, you know, those count.
Yeah.
I thought we were just getting a $2,000 check. I didn't know about bombing everybody.
Surprise! Well, you're going to get... Well, I don't think it's $2,000. Did they pass? I heard they passed the $1.9
trillion. I was told $2,000.
Is it going to be $1,400?
My vote was worth $2,000, and I want my $2,000 check.
All anybody needs to know is that Biden was far quicker to drop bombs in Syria than he was to give struggling people a hand up.
In fact, it says here in the Guardian piece that Trump took 4 months to do the same. So Biden's been in for less than a month at this point, or just over a month at this point, and he's already dropping bombs on the Middle East.
I mean, we could have predicted this.
Sure.
Maybe we even did.
It's hard to find good casualty numbers when Democrats are in office.
The target was facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran-backed militia in retaliation for rocket attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq earlier this month, which, of course, you know, Trump didn't withdraw the troops from Iraq, but he did, to his credit, withdraw some troops from, like, Afghanistan, for instance.
Yeah, I thought he just reshuffled them. I thought he moved them from Afghanistan to, like, you know, a nearby
country.
That's
true. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure.
My favorite part of Pentagon memo that's released is that Biden aims to de-escalate the overall situation in both eastern Syria and Iraq.
This is a memo?
This is after the bombing.
Oh, after the bombing?
Yeah, de-escalation doesn't work that way.
We're going to de-escalate with bombs.
Yeah, no. Presumably, Biden wanted to signal to Iran that it would pay a heavy price if it ordered attacks against U.S. troops in order to pressure Washington to return to the Iran nuclear deal. But by bombing Syria for this reason, Biden proved how failing to rejoin the nuclear agreement endangers U.S. national security. Iran's nuclear program continues to advance while the U.S. and Iran glide closer to a military confrontation. It says here that Biden knows these arguments quite well. He made them against Donald Trump only a few months ago. His top officials have spent the past years extensively criticizing Trump's maximum pressure strategy, and they were all correct, he says here. The article at, again, TheGuardian.com, which makes his steps on Iran this first month all the more perplexing. Really? Well, have you never seen politicians lie?
Have a politician ever opened their mouth?
Exactly.
It's synonymous. I mean, that's what it means. Politician means liar and thief. Come on.
Rather than bringing diplomacy back, Biden appears to be falling back into old patterns. We're appearing tough, Trump's being smart, and where diplomacy is merely a slogan sprinkled on policies centered on coercion, not a genuine give and take. Well, guess what? Well, he's the same Joe Biden he was back in the Obama administration. What were you expecting was going to be different exactly? I mean, look, even if you'd put somebody like Tulsi Gabbard in, she wasn't anti-war. She was just anti this war or that war. So she probably would have found a war she believed in. I mean, that's what happens. These people aggregate power to themselves, and it doesn't matter what they say. They all do the same thing that their predecessors did.
Well, I don't think we can indict Tulsi Gabbard until she's had a chance to bomb some families, as many of the presidents have done.
Well, I'm not indicting. I'm saying she probably would have, because that tends to be what power does to people. It corrupts and attracts the corrupt.
Is bombing in such a fashion, that is to say with executive order versus, you know, what they're supposed to do, supposedly, according to, well, some people who believe in, you know, whatever the system says they're supposed to do, like getting congressional approval.
Yeah.
Is this an impeachable offense? Can we start calling to impeach Biden already?
I have no idea.
Leave Camel Toe Harris in charge? He could bomb some people.
Whether he actually would be impeached or not is another question.
No.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Kamala Harris is probably a worse bet. 603-283-6160. She's got something to prove. You know, 603-283-6160. She needs to prove that women can drop bombs, too.
The Democrats said they wanted war with
compassionate bombing
Russia, so they're going to get it.
603-283-6160.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here, if you want to join us live Saturday show, is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Zero. We got all kinds of features, by the way, on our website, including the new Free Talk Live Social, which is a social bookmarking, social networking platform. You can go there and post things, and other people can see those things. They can follow your posts. And one of the neatest things about it is there's different apps because it's open source. So there's like half a dozen different apps for almost every operating system, phones, iOS, Android, Linux computers, Windows computers, I think probably Mac as well. You can try different ones. If you don't like the one you tried first, try another two of them and see, you know, which one you like the best. It's pretty sweet, and it works very, very well. Captain, I've seen you post in there on occasion.
I have been trying to.
Very cool.
Mostly because, you know, I'm really tired of... I'm not even going to mention the name of the one that...
The other ones.
The large one that I'm still on. So I'm trying to acclimate myself. It's a bit of a learning curve, but, you know, I try to throw something up there every now and again that I think, you know, might say something.
You're tired of the big tech social media.
I really am, yeah.
So we've created an alternative. It's Mastodon, which means it is connected to all of the other Mastodons out there. So if you already have a Mastodon account, you can easily follow us without even joining our server. If you've never been on Mastodon, then try ours out. It's over at social.freetalklive.com. It's free to get registered. We don't care if you're libertarian or not. Come on onto our server, and you'll have more freedom to post there. So check that out. You can bring up anything that you want. Also, you need to know about Bitcoin.com, and that's where you can go to get started in the world of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Click Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll be able to learn stuff about this this new technology. It's still new, even though it's been around for 12 years at this point. It's still new in the scheme of money, so it's not too late for you to learn about this stuff. Bitcoin's down in its price over the last week. It hit a high of $58,000 about, I don't know, like a week ago or something like that, and now it's at about 46, 47.
Here's what happens to me when I try to be smart about Bitcoin. For example, I took a little bit of profit when it was going up on its way up, and it hit like 42.5, and I was like, okay, that was a good time. You know, I'll take a couple bucks out. And, of course, it's come down from its high, but it hasn't come down anywhere near 42.5. So
for a while.
In order for me to get back in at, you know, say a plus rate, it has to come back down to 42.5 for me to, like, want to buy back.
I know.
You know? So, but, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm up.
Yeah, sure.
But, like, whenever I try and take, it's on the way up. I think I'll take a little. And then I'll go, and if it comes back down, I'll buy back in. And it never comes back down to the rate at which I got my profit.
Yeah, I always lose whenever I bet against the coin.
Yeah.
I got to say.
Anyway, we actually have a Bitcoin-related story, Captain. That's coming up in a little while. This guy in the NFL, National Football League, who is taking half of his salary in Bitcoin. Turns out he's done real well this year.
He's winning.
Amazing. We'll tell you about that on the way. But speaking of big tech, you have a story about apparently a principal in a school that spoke out against big tech and has been punished for it.
Yeah, this popped up on my feed from a website I've never been to called ReclaimTheNet.org. This says, school principal suspended after teaching students about big tech censorship. A school principal in Tennessee is suing his school district and its superintendent for suspending him after he taught kids about big tech censorship. The lawsuit claims his First and 14th Amendment rights were violated. We obtained a copy of the lawsuit. There's a link to it here in the story. Following the events of January 6th, which I don't think have anything to do with the story, the Shelby County School Superintendent Joris Ray told principals to discuss the Capitol riot as a teachable moment, quote-unquote.
Okay.
Cordova High School's principal, Barton Thorne, did exactly what the superintendent said. In a virtual classroom, Thorne talked to his students about the threat of big tech censorship in the aftermath of the riot. The riot at the U.S. Capitol was used as a justification for Facebook, Twitter, and more to censor President Trump and other conservatives. Thorne accused these platforms of deciding who gets to speak and what message or ideology to amplify. Quote, I'm not going to tell you what to think. I just want to help you think, unquote, Principal Thorne told his students.
Well, they can't have that in schools.
Right.
You can't be teaching kids how to think.
They do seem to be steadily trying to get rid of anything that looks like critical thinking out of government schools. Now, I had teachers back in the day that did more than just sort of have us do rote memorization and actually did say things like they wanted to teach us how to think. I tend to think that is not happening nearly as often.
I don't remember any teachers ever telling me they wanted to teach me how to think. They always wanted me to learn the subject material so that I could pass the quiz.
And that's fine. I don't doubt it. I'm telling you I had a few. And I can only imagine that it's fewer still.
I had teachers that remarked on things like, well, you seem more ahead of the other students, or you seem more mature than other students, and that kind of a thing. I'm not bragging or anything, but like that's the closest I got to a teacher going, hey, I want to help teach you how to think, how to make decisions, and how to evaluate things with an open mind and that type of thing.
Well, there's actually an article, and I haven't read it because, well, number one, New York Times has a terrible paywall, and I was only just now able to pull it up when I was looking for it, but it's called Don't Go Down the Rabbit Hole. Critical thinking, as we're taught to do it, isn't helping in the fight against misinformation.
Yeah,
it's literally
that.
An article that's telling people, whoa, this whole critical thinking, it's really hurting our, cramming propaganda down people's throats.
Yeah, that sounds exactly right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
I'm looking right now for presidential body counts. Remember how we were in the last segment talking about bombings?
I don't think you're going to find them. I think during the Trump administration, maybe the first year, they actually stopped reporting that. Not that they stopped counting, they just stopped reporting it.
Indeed.
The military.
I do recall something similar, too. But what I can tell you is that there was an article. First thing I got was an article on Trump killing 200,000 people because of COVID-19. And the first thing I thought, of course, when I read that is I remember Kamala Harris mentioning that in the debate with Mike Pence. And I'm wondering, when does the Joe Biden administration begin taking responsibility for the dead people on their watch? Do they take responsibility for all the dead people or only the people who die of COVID-19?
They can't take responsibility for any of it because it all would have been different if it had been Biden who was in charge in 2020. See, then everybody would have been safe.
If it had been Biden in 2020, it would
have. Yeah, see, if Biden were in charge, he would have locked things down.
But Biden
didn't
run in 2016.
I understand that. If Biden were in charge in 2020, he would have locked things down when the first signs of COVID were coming out, and we'd all be safe. And there would only
we know
been
that's
a
demonstrably
handful.
False, of course.
But that's what they're going to want you to believe.
I know. But I mean, Biden actually chastened Trump over shutting down the borders with China, shutting down travel with China in the very early days. So, I mean, we don't.
Sure, but once he knew, he would have locked down hard instead of just playing with things like Donald Trump was.
I think Donald Trump said some things that probably made people uncomfortable, things like, and one day it's going to be gone, and one day it will be gone.
Will it, though, you think?
Sure.
Well, when you say it will, do you mean COVID-19? Because there's like 4,000 now variants.
Right, variants. I don't know if they're called COVID-19 anymore. Yeah. And when do they get to be called COVID-21?
I don't know.
I don't either.
We got more coming up, though. You can share your thoughts. 603-283-6160 on this principal. He was suspended or fired? What happened to this guy?
Suspended.
Suspended for speaking about big tech.
He's on administrative leave currently.
Oh, so well, that does mean he's getting paid. 603-283-6160. That's the best kind of leave. Where you
well, that's true.
Not have to work and actually get paid. And you only really get that out of government jobs. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package is now in the hands of the Senate after being passed by the House early Saturday morning. The Senate version is not expected to include a hike to the federal minimum wage after the Senate parliamentarian determined the bill could not include the wage increase under budget reconciliation rules. Senator Bill Hagerty says there won't be GOP support for it in the Senate either way. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News there's not enough in the package that addresses the pandemic to generate bipartisan support.
It's a $1.9 trillion package, over 90% of which has nothing to do with the pandemic. We've not even spent close to $1 trillion of the funds that were previously allocated on a bipartisan basis, and their goal is to come and jam through what is essentially a socialist wish list right through on a completely partisan basis. And I don't think they'll have a single Republican vote.
This is USA Radio News. A declassified CIA report concerning the murder of a U.S.-based journalist has been released. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The report concerns the October 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The investigation reports the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the killing of Khashoggi, who had criticized many of his actions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to the media while aboard Air Force One.
Our intention is to recalibrate the relationship, and this would be a different relationship with the Saudi government. At the same time, we want to end the war in Yemen. We want to ensure the humanitarian crisis is addressed. And the president and every member of our team is not going to hold back in voicing concern and taking action as needed about human rights abuses.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And this is USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, we'll see you.
And the muted captain. Have I been canceled? I'm tired of this damn cancel culture, Ian.
Good old Bamp. It's Mark.
So 603-283-6160 is the number here. Also, check out liberty.menu. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you belong over at liberty.menu. If you don't understand those words that just came out of my mouth, don't bother. It's not a site for you. It's only for people that actually care about freedom. So liberty.menu, it is there, and it works really well. So if you've got a business that you want other freedom-minded people to know about, if you've got digital content that you're the creator of, you want to share with those folks, maybe you're an event coordinator for some sort of actual thing that's happening in the year 2021. If you want to get people's eyeballs on your event, get on over to liberty.menu, and it's free to use. So there's no cost except for the time it takes to put the thing up there. So people can find out about you. Liberty.menu. As we continue here, I'm talking about a principal at a government school. I think it was a government school. There was a school board involved, so I presume that means it was a government school. That he decided.
Cordova High and somewhere in Tennessee.
Yeah, so I guess that they were talking about the quote-unquote, what they call it, revolution or something like that. Insurrection is the term they've been using.
The events around, what was the date? July
6th. January 6th.
The riot at the Capitol.
The unauthorized tour, as I think I refer to it.
But it's public property. Aren't they allowed to just go there whenever they want to?
Well, you know, I think they should
well,
be.
Well, they were. There was blocked off, and they scaled the building.
I think they should be able to destroy the building if they want to.
It's still public property, right?
I think. Well, I. Is,
geez, no, yeah. It is public
it
property.
Public property.
Public is a euphemism for government.
Right, so it's government property,
right,
not
so,
public property.
I mean, yeah, we people have to be disabused of the notion that they have any kind of control over their government. So, no, you have no control over public property. You lost that money when you gave it to them. It was stolen from you from the oldest scam in the book, which is protection. Protection money. That's all it
it's
is.
It's a racket.
It's a racket. It's absolutely a racket.
Smedley Butler? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, war is a racket. But Smedley Butler was no anarchist. He was simply a pacifist.
So this school principal, he went. He was put on suspension over this.
Yeah, he said, "I'm not going to tell you what to think. I just want to help you think." Among
he
other
said this
things,
to the students.
To the students over a Zoom session,
mm-hmm.
Right? So because the students aren't allowed to, you know, actually attend classes because of the government's
right.
You know, bit about COVID or whatever. So,
and they couldn't have that. So he's now being punished. The principal of a school.
Principal of a school yeah. Talked to students about the threat of big tech censorship. Right. And so, you know, I breezed through the transcript and I didn't see anything that, you know, was one way or the other. You know, left, right, you know, nothing certainly that mm-hmm. As a parent I would be concerned about my children hearing, you know. I'm not a parent, by the way, but, like, if I put myself in the parent's shoes.
And they had instructed him to use the January 6th thing as a teachable moment.
Yes.
And he decided to try to teach about, you know, big tech and their influence over society. And the school board said, no, that's not what we meant.
His remarks
we meant for you to talk about how bad it was that people went inside the Capitol building without permission.
Well, I don't know that they didn't like specifically.
That's what they mean, though, right? That's the government
right.
Position.
Is and you're supposed to call it white supremacy, too.
Which is ridiculous, because surely in any Trump crowd, there's a wide variety
always
of colors
smattering.
Of people.
Yeah.
He called me Shirley.
Yeah. Well, he's got a shirt on like a Shirley.
Oh.
Looks like a Shirley today.
Shirley, who just?
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Well, his remarks, this principal got him swiftly put on administrative leave by the Shelby County Schools,
mm-hmm.
Pending a professional misconduct investigation.
Wow, they're really acting serious about this.
His lawyers, on January 25th, from the Liberty Justice Center, sent the SCS, that's the school board, a warning letter demanding the immediate reinstatement of Thorne and to publicly apologize for suggesting his actions were inappropriate. In the warning letter, Thorne's lawyers
wow.
Argued that he merely followed Ray's instructions, that's the superintendent, mm-hmm. Who told him to use this as a teaching moment. The superintendent's email to educators suggested several educational materials, including a National Constitution Center lesson plan, suggesting students should discuss the importance of free speech on social media.
Mm.
So the superintendent, like, said, here, discuss this stuff. So he did.
Yeah. They wanted him to talk about how this is a sacred place. How dare these people come in there and
the one thing
walk
I
around.
Haven't heard mentioned on any of the news sites, and I'm just going to go ahead and do it now. This country was founded by people who would have been willing to storm that building and spit on bayonets the people who were in it. I mean, that's who founded the country. So the idea
true.
That somehow this is anti-American mm-hmm. is frankly ridiculous. This is the most American thing that happened in 2021.
Well, I get what you're saying there. Their perspective is the state is America, and so therefore this was anti-state, which of course it wasn't. It was just pro their state. They wanted their guy to be in charge of the Capitol. They
sure.
Wanted their agents to be doing their bidding and use
and
their
that's what
power.
It, oh, that's all it is every 4 years we fight like mad about who's going to shove their other guy's crooked
right.
Old pervert down each other's throats.
Or their ideology. You know, I was thinking about it today. I think, you know, and correct me here if I'm wrong, guys. I think that if you declare yourself a Democrat or if you declare yourself a Republican, you are in a cult.
For sure.
And you are brainwashed.
I would say even the independents are likely in a cult as well. I mean, the cult is of the state. It's not per se that there's a cult of the Republicans and the Democrats. I mean, they're wings of the cult. But
what they want to do is they each take turns shoving their ideology down everybody else's throat.
Yes. But that's not what cults do. Cults usually go off by themselves and don't bother anybody at all. This is war, and it's war by another name. And, I mean, that's what we were told in school. Voting is the thing we do in order to not fight each other. So the fact that it broke out into fighting one out of, very few times since I've been alive should be unsurprising. Well, because voting is violence against your neighbor. It's defensive violence, perhaps, but nonetheless, it's violence.
It has a lot of the hallmarks of being a cult, though. I mean, the state has a lot of them. It has jargon. It has charismatic leaders.
I think it's insulting to cults. Cults don't bother you with their stuff.
Well, I mean, look,
send somebody in and ask them questions, about how, no, this isn't a cult. This is a place where we keep children in reintegration camps. Oh, yeah, this is the cult.
Yeah, I mean, generally cults are small, and they don't have a particularly effective way of recruiting because, well, people see them for what they are. This is a very successful cult that has managed to make people think that there's something they're not. You know, people don't believe they're in a religious cult, you know, and of course, is there a difference between a religion and a cult? Is it just the size of it, or is it, you know, how...
Cult just means you don't like the religion.
Yeah. I mean, it is a weapon, that is to say, the state. The state is a weapon, and it's just people taking turns pointing that weapon at other people.
It's a mental disease, you know. It's a mental retardation that, you know, people need to get over at some point. They need to get past this, and it's holding us back as a society.
Agreed.
This belief in the state, that this constant fighting over this this tool of violence is ultimately what it is, and it needs to end.
I'd agree with you. I want to make the distinction between what a state and what a government is. Mm-hmm. A state is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege in the use of violence, mm-hmm. whereas a government would just be an organization with whom you agree for certain services. Perhaps
in theory, I mean, we haven't seen that yet. But
we certainly have seen hotels and cruise mm-hmm. ships, and these places are reasonable stand-ins for what it might be like to rule over a piece of property where people live. It's not that hard. It's not even, I mean, it's not outlandish.
There's a story here about secession that I've been holding on to for a few days. It's from TheNation.com, which is a...
Well, that's just like the Democrats' argument for secession.
Yes, the case for blue state secession being written in the Biden administration.
Wow.
So I think that's interesting. And they talk about January 6th here, so we can get into that. Your thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Live Saturday show in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And the captain.
And Mark.
So coming up, we can talk about blue state secession. I'm in favor of all kinds of secession, but it's nice to hear from somebody who supports blue state secession under a Democratic
now,
president.
I've traveled the United States rather extensively, and I have never once crossed a border and noticed that any particular state was blue.
Yeah, me neither. But I think they mean political parties. We'll get into that.
Okay,
we'll get into that coming up here in a moment. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. That's why we're going to those phone calls. And we'll start out with Jerome. He is in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Jerome.
Yeah, this country responded on oppression and slavery. And Meghan McCain's in a cult. Because no matter what the Republican Party does, she's still right there trying to defend him.
Who?
I don't even know why she's even on
Meghan McCain.
She's a joke, man.
Now, this is, I believe, the daughter of John McCain, the thug.
Yeah, the demon seed of John McCain.
Yeah. Now, is she the lesbian, or was that somebody else I'm thinking of?
I think that's Cheney's
daughter. That's Dick Cheney's daughter. Okay.
you just throw that in there, huh? Is she the lesbian?
I don't remember all the details about these politicians' children. I mean, they're all scum to me.
Well, they're politicians. They're just hoping to take up their the family
banner. I mean, if one of the politicians' kids was like, my dad was a thug, then I'd be like, all right, dude, you're on my side. Good on you.
Well, and you guys mentioned Cheney, so now I've got that parody of Cheney's got a gun in my head.
Hey,
so, Jerome, you're saying that the nation's founded on oppression, and I think that some people would certainly
think slavery.
And slavery, and take umbrage with it, but I would agree with you. It's just that I think that now the slavery has turned in so much as the people who have jobs have to pay for the politicians and the people who don't want them. you know, the only way to get out of here is to just leave the country generally. And, of course, they'll still want some of your money then. That,
hey, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
As Meghan McCain, can she be any more obnoxious than she already is?
I don't watch a lot of news. Now. So
she
about
actually
her.
Found a husband. How's that possible? She must be pretty obnoxious, too, then.
What'd you say? She's something, a husband? What?
Yeah, she's married now. She just had a little brat. She's a pretty obnoxious, you know.
See, I pay zero attention to the, you know, to me this is like, you know, the people that obsess over Hollywood stars and, you know, who they're having sex with and who they're having babies with and
I've said
breaking
this
up with. And
to Jerome before, he's watching the political soap opera.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? I thought that, you know, the passing of her father would kind of soften her and change her. Oh, she's still as obnoxious as ever.
Now, I thought you were gonna talk
about his wake.
Look, Jerome, you can talk about these people if you want to, but when I answered the phone, you know, screening the call, you said you've been banned from talk shows in South Carolina, and that's what I want to hear about.
Charleston.
What happened?
At Charleston.
What happened?
At Charleston.
What show?
Well, one day a guy, I know you heard of, like, Walter Scott, who was murdered by a policeman here.
Maybe.
Yeah, not
here.
Too long ago.
I mean, I've heard of a lot of cops killing a lot of people, so what happened
I
to
know,
Walter
I
Scott?
Know. This is what happened to happen in our area, okay, which several have, but this one was more, one of the more recent ones.
Okay, what happened
and,
to him?
The guy that was a talk show host said if he was on the jury, he wouldn't convict the cop that murdered him. And I just went into a rage when I heard that, so I decided to call him. And I asked him, I said, what did you mean when you said you wouldn't convict him? And you know what he did? He hung up on me.
And Walter Scott, this was the guy that was shot.
I cursed, and that's a lie. I never cursed. I just asked him about what he said.
Walter Scott was the guy running from a cop, right? Like he was shot in the back, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That was pretty outrageous.
And then he planted the taser on him.
That's right.
Trying to make him look bad, you know.
So you said there was a Charleston talk show host who was actually on this jury?
Yeah, his name was Charlie James. He's not here anymore.
How the hell did this guy... Hold on. How the hell did this guy get through the voir dire process? Because when you...
No, he wasn't. He said if he was on the jury.
You said he was not on the jury, but he said if he was...
No, he said if he was on the jury...
Oh, I'm sorry. If. I mean, I'm
thought
he
would not have convicted the policeman, the cop that murdered Walter Scott.
Okay, but now how did you get banned from the show? What happened there?
Well, they said that I cursed. No, they used the lie that I cursed when I called him up, and that's not true. I just asked him, what did he mean by that? And he never likes for black callers to challenge him or anything he says.
Now, who is
so
this
hung
guy?
Up on me, they banned
is he on? Is he on WTMA or where's he? Where's he?
No, he's up in Greenville now. He ran off to Greenville.
Gotcha.
But they can have him too.
Okay. Well, you know, you're not banned from our show. In fact, there's no one technically banned from this show. There's one guy who's banned from calling on these phone lines, but he could, in theory, call on the Matrix server and we'd put him on. Or at least I would.
Pretty pleasant unless you say something that really angers me.
Yeah.
But
hey, what do you think about Biden dropping some bombs on people in the Middle East?
Well, they got attacked. Hey, look, we had some people over there that got attacked and were killed. So
that's a likely story.
Retaliation, that's what that was about.
You think that's a good thing? Is it a good thing to retaliate against people and, you know, use violence to get more violence?
If they attack Americans, what are you supposed to do?
How about get out of the Middle East and apologize?
Well, they didn't give very much
as
warning to the
left,
Russians.
That ain't
I can tell
never
going to
happen.
I couldn't hear what Jerome was saying. Say that again, please.
As long as there's oil there, that'll never happen. Just like when we found out about the Saudis are responsible for killing that journalist Khashoggi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a surprise. Did you see the interview with Nur al-Din with the prince of Saudi Arabia? You knew right then and there he had it done. Because he hated that guy. He wanted to shut him up.
So do you think that the U.S. government...
He did it, but they're not going to do anything about it.
Do you think the U.S. government and the military, you know, taxpayer-funded, should be protecting oil companies and their interests?
No, but they protect American interests, which is oil, okay? We got too cozy of a relationship with the Saudis, okay?
Okay.
They get away with it. They get murdering and killing. Hey,
so let me see if we're on the same page on
that.
This one. I'm still
you
not clear,
get away with that.
Jerome. Still not clear. Are we on the same page? Do you agree that we should get the government, if you know, that they should pull the military out from the Middle East completely and you know bring them all home?
No, that's never going to happen, man.
I'm not asking you what's going to happen. I'm asking you what should happen.
Hey, look, I'm not a businessman. That's not my call.
Well, do you have to be a businessman? Do you think the United States government should be supplying security for businesses, though? I mean, like, which businesses? Is it only the oil drilling, or should there be an officer stationed outside this radio show so that we can do our business in safety?
Look, they're going to continue to do it as long as American interest is involved, okay?
That's true.
The way it is. That's the way it has been.
When you say American interest, when you say American interest, you mean interest of the people in the government and their buddies, right?
However you want to phrase it.
Because my interest, because I'm an American, and my interests are in the interest of peace.
Yes.
I'm interested in seeing peace. What about you, Jerome?
I'm interested in seeing peace, but you ain't never going to see that.
I see.
You're going to forget
if you don't believe it. If you don't believe it's possible, then you're right. Thank you, Jerome, for the call.
According to antiwar.com, and I agree with the sentiment, Americans should remind President Biden that he promised to prioritize diplomacy over military action as the primary instrument of his foreign policy. Biden should recognize that the best way to protect U.S. personnel is to take them out of the Middle East. He should recall that the Iraqi parliament voted a year ago for U.S. troops to leave their country.
Huh.
He should also recognize that U.S. troops have no right to be in Syria, still protecting the oil on the orders of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So that's that. I mean, it's that simple. If somebody was harmed, I'm sorry that they were. I wish they weren't. But
Biden is a hypocrite. Sure.
Killing more people isn't going to solve it.
Yeah, no, he made a whole bunch of comments during the election process when he was running about how we don't need another war in the Middle East and we shouldn't be bombing people, et cetera, and so on. And then he goes and does those exact things. He's a freaking hypocrite.
Of course he is.
And if you, the listener, are hearing me right now, they all are. It doesn't matter which thug is in the chair. The problem is the chair itself.
Absolutely, and all the more reason to get the hell out of the United States. Call this thing quits. Because if you want to have a chance at peace, that's a pretty good way to do it. I mean, as you pointed out, Mark, you've kind of done this on an individual level. You moved to Saipan last year.
Right. This is the U.S. Marianas. Saipan's an island of the U.S. Marianas.
While that's still a U.S. territory, it's got a different legal setup, and when you pay taxes in Saipan or in the U.S. Mariana Islands, that money doesn't actually go to the federal government, which is interesting, which
right.
means that therefore you're not actually paying for dropping bombs on the Middle East in that way. And all the other states of the Union could have that same privilege of just leave the United States, and then that's it. You're not paying for war anymore.
It's over. At any point in space and time, they're called the United States, and so therefore they're individual entities who should be able to rescind from whatever organization at any time.
Exactly. We'll continue on that here, and you can, of course, share your thoughts. The blue state case for secession coming up, and the number is 603-283-6160, plus the NFL player that's earning half his salary in Bitcoin. We'll tell you how he's doing already this year.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.